We have the Derelict Sites Act, and I've asked tonight through the council that we initiate that there process, that we contact the owners of these abandoned houses, and we inform them that if they're not going to bring their houses up to an acceptable standard, then we will be putting them on a Derelict Sites Act, and that will mean that they will have to pay a penalty. And we would use that penalty, I would hope, then to try and do up these houses. Like,
it's not fair on other residents, is it?
It's far from fair. I mean, the people in the areas I mentioned tonight, Long Lane, Meadowbank, have for years been suffering the downgrading of their area. They paid good money for their houses. They're very active and hard-working residence groups up there. And these people who are leaving their houses abandoned and taking down the whole tone of the area have to meet the responsibilities that they have for the local community.
We had an awful situation in Roscommon where it appears people who were living for a short time at least in a vacant house succumbed to a fire. We wouldn't want to see something like that happen here or anywhere for that matter.
Certainly not, and that's something what we're trying to guard against. As long as there's empty houses, people will congregate around them, and we've seen in the Long Lane what happens. They'll set fire to them. Now, God forbid, if someone had been living in the house next door, we could have had a fatality after that incident. And we do have residents who are living in fear of their life because they're living next door to a vacant house, and that's not tolerable in this day and age.